I'm Dr. Alan Wessler. I'm the chairman of Missouri Farmers Care.
And we're talking about the drive to feed kids. What's the history of this?
We began this program, Tom, a year ago in an effort to raise awareness of hunger in school-age children in Missouri through the backpack program and through the six regional food banks in Missouri. We also, at the same time, wanted to focus on the good job that farmers and ranchers are doing in supplying us with safe, abundant, wholesome food, and they do a good job of that.
There, I understand, was quite a bit of success with last year's drive. Tell me about that.
Well, we raised nearly $150,000 last year for the backpack programs throughout the state, working with the Missouri State Fair, Feeding Missouri, and a whole host of sponsors, including the Brownfield Network. We're obviously big supporters, and Monsanto, but we had several other entities that were involved. And I think the message that resonated with folks is roughly one in five children, according to Feeding Missouri, are food insecure. They don't know exactly where that next meal is coming from, but even worse, in rural Missouri, that number is about one in three. And so the issue is large, and our effort to raise awareness, I think, through last year's campaign got us rolling down the road.
How have the goals changed? What are your goals now for the coming year?
We have a goal of reaching $250,000 through this program, and we still have the six regional food banks involved. We have all the main sponsors that we had last year have indicated an interest in being part of this again. We've got some other folks that said, this time around, let us know when these plans come together, and we want to participate. And so the other thing that's happened here is August 14th, Tuesday, is the FFA Food Insecurity Food Drive Day. And last year, where FFAers across the state packed 50,000 meals in about 2 hours, this year the goal is to pack 100,000 meals. And we are extending our packing time so that we can get more FFA members from across the state to have the opportunity to get into Sedalia on that day and pack before and after lunch. And I think that says a lot about this opportunity for FFA kids to serve and to give back to their communities through a drive like this.
We were talking about food insecurity, and I understand that there's even an increase in this. Why this food insecurity?
Well, you know, I think our whole goal here is to address those kids who can't do anything about their situation. They're for whatever reason, is it a medical situation? Has a parent lost a job? Are we in a community where grocery stores have gone out of the small towns, and so the ability to get good, wholesome food that young minds need for going to school and absorbing the information and growing, that may not be in their communities now with some of the changes we've seen over the years.
So are there any metrics, Doctor, that would let us know what the success, kind of the measure of success from last year's drive?
Well, I think for us, the driving force is that all the players in last year's drive have come back to the table and said, we want to be a part of this again. We're very excited with, again, Brownfield sponsorship. The Missouri State Fair has just jumped to the table with the Department of Ag and said, we want to be a part of this. The ability to raise awareness of this issue in Missouri, the need is too great. And so from that aspect of commitment of the partners, we're very pleased with that, and we look for a successful event. There's a couple things that we need to recall here, too, and that is that the funds that are donated go 100% towards the backpack program. There's nothing taken out for any marketing, any promotion. All the funds that are donated go 100% into the backpack programs, and Feeding Missouri is making sure that happens. Secondly, folks like to donate product, and certainly the food banks will accept that, but they will all tell you that they can leverage the dollars to purchase so much more product for these kids. And you know, when kids come to school on Monday morning and they've been through the weekend, everybody's excited to see everybody, but teachers will tell you in pretty short order, you can see those kids laying their heads on the desk. They're not participating. They don't feel well. They ask them about it and they'll say their stomach hurts or the tummy hurts. And in those type of situations, those kids can't absorb the information. They can't focus. They can't learn. And again, the kids are the one player that cannot do anything about their situation.